Okay, we are beginning our second class in the fifth chapter of Igaras Hatshuva, and we were discussing the difference between blowing and having something as an obstacle between the one who's blowing and the thing that he's blowing into versus speech. And the Alter Rebbe was using this as an example to show the difference between the effects of when a person does particular sins. And what happens is that the punishment for it is karas. And what the Alter Rebbe is saying here is not that the punishment is something a secondary or something outside of the action, but that it's a natural outcome based on the fact that a person is cutting himself away from his source of life. And he's contrasting this to the idea of all other things in creation, which is made from speech. And therefore, just like a block is not going to stop a person on one side of the block from hearing the speech of a person on the other side of a block, but it will stop the breath or the blowing that takes place. So we are on page 135. So the Alter Rebbe continues, and he says like this, Ach be'emes ein shum davar gashmi v'ruchni choytzes l'pan av Yisparach. But in truth, no physical or spiritual thing can be a blockage in front of him, namely the Eibishter, in front of God, right? So he says, Ki halo es ha'shamayim v'za'aretz ani malet, because I fill the heavens and the earth. Mali kol ha'aretz kevoido, and I fill the entire earth with his glory. And like the Zohar says, that there's no place that he's absent from. Or like we say, in the heavens above, the earth below, there's nothing else. And he fills all the worlds. Since Hashem is found in every place, and all the creations are totally nullified to him in an absolute way. To the point that everything in front of him is considered like nothing. The commotion is buyer, like we explained, like we explained in the second section of Tanya called Shar Yichud Bemuna, that all the Nivraim, all the creations, are completely bottled to their source. In Cain, Ein Heim Metzias Chashuva, Shiachol Lichtsais, Vilimnoya, Hispashtush, Shem Havayim, and Neshamas, Ayahudi. If that's the case, that they're not a metzias that is substantial, that they're able to block and to hold back the energy that's coming from the Shem Havaya into the neshama of a Jew, the k'mo din chatzitza shenema l'gabit tefila, like the laws of something that is blocking with regards to going to the mikvah, shem ein l'davar chachoytis hashivas, because if the thing that is blocking has no substance to it, so therefore it can't act as a blocker or a blockage between the person and the waters of the mikvah. But instead, it's like what it's written in the book of Yeshaya. However, your sins are what separate between you and your God. So hadavar yachid sheyachol lichtzais v'havdil kaviyachol ben haneshama l'makor hamshach asa l'mata, the only thing that could block between the neshama and its source from above, namely the last letter hey in the Shem Havaya, hu ha'avon, that's a sin. Raku b'koychol l'havdil b'neichem l'ben elokeichem, only it can act as a blockage between the Jewish people and Hashem. And even with regards to a blockage that is created through a person's sins, that the pasuk is very specific in its use of words, that the sins are separating between them and their God. The Havdalah is only coming b'neichem, between us, namely the mitziyuso shel ha'adam achoyte, namely the mitzias of the person who sins, below mitzad elokeichem, but not from the point of view of Hashem's point of view. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu shum davar in achoytes, because from the point of view of Hashem, nothing could possibly separate us. וגם אם היהודי עבר עבירה חס ושלום, אין זה מונע את הספשטוס והמשכת אלוקוס אליו. And also this Jew that did the Avera, God forbid to say that this is going to stop the energy of the godly energy from coming to him. And the reason for this is, back in the Alter Rebbe, the reason why the sins are what are blocking, so to speak, is because a person went against the will of Hashem, which is who is giving life to everything. Everything that Hashem wanted, He made in the heavens and the earth. Hasiba. So the explanation is the cause. The kach shahaveros kain yicholos lahabzik la lichtos bein adam achoyti lekadosh baruch. The reason why we're saying that the sins are able to block and to separate between the person who sinned to Hashem, he lo biglal sheachem yesh davar kol shehu shmitzad atzma yochol lahalim ala elokus chas v'shalom. It's not because there is some substance to this entity, Mitzad itself, that is able to block and to hide him from Elokus. El rak mipnei sheheim neged rotzon ha'elyon. It's just because they are against the will of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein roitze b'ham. Hashem doesn't want them. Hu atzmo bachar lirtzoyiz b'mitzvahs v'lish v'lis no'ez ha'averos. He himself chose to want the mitzvahs and to hate the sins. That's the idea. And since the highest that's coming down to the world is specifically coming from Hashem's will, everything that Hashem wanted, Hashem made in the heavens and earth. So for something that is against His will, is the life force of Hashem, which is coming from the will of Hashem, einum is galibobo who nikaras memakor chayev kedalakaman. It's not revealed to him, in him, and who nikaras. So what's happening essentially is that he is being cut off. The person who sins is being cut off from his source of life. The ma'isiv mavar bechatzidigul. Now he's going to continue in the parentheses. Madua hashpad dalid osias shem havaya. Why is it that the energy that's coming from the four letters of the Shem Havaya, which is corresponding to the spheres of Chacham, Bina, and the Zah, which is the Midos and Malchus, the Nefesh Adam, Ayidei Pnimius and Makar Hadibor, Meroimesh Ba'oiz Hei Hatata, which the energy is coming to the soul of the person through the Pnimius and the source of speech, which is hinted at the lower Hei. Why is it that it's dependent upon him fulfilling the supernal will? For on the surface, we need to explain this. The level of will at the end of the day is beyond, is higher than the four letters of Hashem's name. So why is it that it's so dependent on the Ratzon Elyon? So he writes in parentheses, "Kama shekasev la'el shehu makor hashpas shem havaya v'nimis bekoitzo shel yud." And the reason is that it's above this, like we said it before, that it's the source of the energy of the shem havaya, and this is all hinted at in the little thorn on top of the yud. So we said before in Perek Dalet. So over there we explained that the level of the supernal will is hinted at in the thorn, so to speak, or the little bump on the top of the yud of the Shem Havaya. So we can learn out from this. So in the Indian of Ratzon, there are two different levels, there are two different extremes. On the one hand, Mitzad Echad Ratzon Hu L'mayla Ma'asviros Hu Mufshat Mehem. On the one hand, the Ratzon is above all the other spheres, and it's like separated from them. So therefore, the hint is only on the little thorn on top of the yud, and not the letters themselves. Aval mitzad sheni. But on the other hand, the other extreme is davers that atzmo meira shehal ratzon ye shayches kol shehi l'sviros. That this shows that the ratzon has a connection and a shayches to the other spheres, even a small one. Shaharigam kotzah shel yud shayach la'oisis, because at the end of the day, even the thorn on the top of the yud has a connection to the letter yud. Adrabba, hu haschalis v'hasherish shelhem. And in fact, we could say that that is the beginning of and the root of them. Also with regards to will. Al-af yoso l'mayla mahasfiros. Even though it's above the spheres and kol makom, hu makor hashpasam, it is the source for their energy coming down. Lachain ma'isa ha'veira shehu hefach ratzon zeh u'menaged alav. So therefore, the doing of this sin, which is against the will and of Hashem, ma'hi v'chatzitza ha'moynas es ha'izgalu shem havaya hanim shem v'chinas ratzon zeh b'nefesh ha'adam. So this creates a blockage, a separation, which stops the revelation of the Shem Havaya to go into the soul of the person. Back in the Pnim of the Alter Rebbe, v'zehu inyan ha-karis. This is the idea of karis. Shenichres v'nifsak hevel ha-shacha m'shem Havaya baruch hu. Because what's happening is that the person is, so to speak, cutting separating the rope, or like we said before, like more like the pipeline, which is drawing down, right, from the Shem Havaya, Shinim Shacha Mehei Tata, which is coming from the lower level Hei. V'kamosha kasu b'farashas emor, v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-him l'fnei l'fanai, from in front, that this soul should be cut off from in front of me, and the Havaya, m'l'fanai daika, it's dafka from in front of me. So he says, what does this mean? Inyan akaris hu shah neshaman nichrasam lifana mipnimiyus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the idea of karis is that the neshama was cut off from it being in front of, from the pnimius of Hashem. So neshamas ha'adam, he chelik shem avaya. But we said the neshama of the person is a chelik of Hashem. V'nimshach lamadam pnimiyus ha'dibar, and it's coming down into the person, dafka through the inner aspect of the speech that we talked about in the fourth chapter. By day iser kares hu nichas ha-mishoresh hazeh. So what happens is through doing the act that has with it, that carries with it, kares, what he's doing is he's cutting himself away from his shoresh. Back in the Pnim, b'shar averes she'ein b'hem kares. Now what's with all the other sins that don't carry with it the punishment of kares? So they are blemishing the soul, like it is known. Pagam hu malashim pigimus asakin, and the idea of pagam is like the idea of the little nicks that happen to a knife, right? Like that's the idea. Vuhu al derech mashal behevel av shezer mitariyah kavalim dakim. This is like a thick rope which is comprised of 613 smaller threads. So in the same way, this rope that we've been talking about is comprised of 613 smaller threads, which is corresponding to 613 mitzvahs. So what happens is that when a person transgresses one of these sins, what he's doing essentially is cutting one of the thin threads. So let's explain this. So the hevel ha'amshacha mehei tata l'neshamas ha'adam shozer metariyak chavalim dakim. So what he's saying here is that the rope which is drawing down from the lower letter hey in Hashem's name and is bringing down the energy to the neshama of a person is made up of 613 threads. Shekol echad mehem hu keneged echad metariyak mitzvahs. Each one of them corresponds to one of the 613 mitzvahs. So the point that he's bringing out here is that these smaller threads, that if they get blemished, it's not going to affect the general connection of the neshama below to its root. Musim v'klalim yoiser shekrisasam poigas v'chlalz hiskashes and Hashem lamata im shayrish hamshach lamata mehei tata. On the other hand, you have other sins, so to speak, that are so instrumental that they make a huge effect on this connection of this robe, and therefore they cut away the connection that a soul has down here from the heitata. So he brings over here in footnote number 31, al derech shebe evri ha'adam yeshna mevarim she'neshama teluya behem, b'yeshna mevarim she'neshama teluya behem. So he says that, like we see by a person, that there are certain limbs that a person cannot live without, while other limbs that, you know, it's part of the person, but if God forbid something happens to them, the person's not going to, chas v'shalom, pass away. So it comes out back in the explanation, nimsa shekola averus, that all of the sins, kevan shehem neged ratzon ha'elyon, since they are against the will of Hashem, memelehem poigmos mabdilos b'neichem l'bein elokeichem. So automatically they are blemishing and separating between them and Hashem. Ella shahevdel hu migodol mahus apagam. The only difference is in the how big and the essential blemish that he's making based on this particular avera. Iser karis pogam v'karis hevel klali b'hiskashrus haneshama imasharosho. So when a person does something that carries with it karis, so the blemish is so big that he's cutting away the connection between the neshama and its shurish. Lachain haya meis mamish, he mamish dies. As a natural consequence, not a consequence in terms of, okay, you're going to be punished, but a natural outcome of the particular avera that he did. Ve'ilu b'shar averas, on the other hand, by other averas, ha'begam ha'chisoron, the begam, or the lacking, shenasa b'hevel ha'mekasher as ha'neshama l'makor ha'mshachasa l'mayla. So then, in those, the blemish, or the little nick that's happening to the thread that is connecting between the neshama and its source from which it comes, who bechevel prati shebechevel hamshacha ve'ein klal zachayis haguf tuliyabo. And so there, yes, it's true that it's making a blemish on that particular thread, but the chayis of the person is not dependent upon it. El sha'al pianal she'isr koris v'misa koris es hebel hamshachas. So instead, what we're saying is that the Isra of Karis and Misa and death, it literally cuts this the connection between him and his Cherish. So what's not understood is when a person does do one of these Averas, where the punishment is Misa or Karis, how is he able to even survive until the age of 60 or 50? Seemingly, based on this explanation that the Alter Rebbe is giving, as soon as you cut the rope, a person should pass away right away, miyad. So al kach meishiv Rabbeinu Hazak, and so on this the Alter Rebbe answers the question: Ach gam bechayev koras v'misa nishara dayin bo harishima menafsho behalukis. However, even with someone who's chayev koras or misa, right, remains still a trace, a remnant from the nefesh halukis. Ba'yedeze yochel ichios ad nun osamach shana belo yoser. And with this energy that's left in the trace, he's able to continue living for until 50 or 60 years, but not more than that. So he says, "Av shenivsa chevel hamshacha." Even though a person cut the rope, which is drawing down his energy, ve'ein hashpas achayis memakor achayis haneshama lamata, and now the hashpa is not coming down into the neshama down here, namely the heitata el haneshama shebeguf, namely from the lower level hay to the neshama that's in the body. Mikol makom nishar bo rashima. However, it remains in him a trace, mechayis nafsho elokis lifnei achay, from the chayis of the nefesh elokis that has from before the sin. Rashima zu yochol lichios es aguf ad gil chamishim shanas of mekayrus or shishim shanas misa bidei shemayim. And through this remnant that's there, a person's able to live in his body, right, until the age of 50 for Karis, or Shishim, or 60 for Misa B'dei Shamayim. So basically what he's saying is that, let's give an analogy of a telephone that we have today, that it's true that when you unplug the phone, then it stops getting its energy from from the source, namely from the electricity that's flowing through the wire into the phone. But there is a remnant of that energy that remains in the phone, and that remnant of energy that remains in the phone enables you to be able to use the phone for as long as it lasts. So in this case, it's for until 50 or 60 years. Now, back in the Pnim of the Alter Rebbe, in the parentheses of Masha Kasa, B'Shema Arizal, and what's written in the name of the Arizal, Shenichnasa Bo B'Chinas HaMakif, that it comes in the level of the Makif, the transcendent energy, Eino Inyan L'Chaye Gashmiyas HaGuv. This is not referring to the life of the physical body. So he explains like this, B'Kisvei HaArizal, in the writings of the Arizal, Mavor B'Nogei L'Chaye B'Misa B'Kares, Shenichnasa Bo B'Chinas HaMakif, that with regards to someone who is Chayev Misa or Karis, right, it goes into him, the transcendent energy into him. Because even though we said just now that the inner energy, which is going to fuel the neshama, which is in the body, has been cut away. However, it enters into the neshama, this transcendent energy, that's there. Shehi kayemes gam la'achar ha'avera al iser misa, and that's what gives it life even after the sin of which is from the iser of death or karis. Al pisa niten la'achshos madua chayve misa or karis mason begil shishim hamishim. So again, we could ask the same question: why is it then that a person that is chayev misa or karis, that he dies at the age of 60 or 50? Because what we said before is that it's true, the pipeline has been cut, which is giving the internal chayis, from which there is still a rishima, there's still a trace that's left over, which enables the body, the person, to live until 50 or 60 years old. Ulam, however, medivrei harizal, but from the words of the Arizal, ayla, comes up, shebechinas ha-makif kayemes gam acharkach, but from the level of the makif, he should still last, he should still be able to live, even after this. Umadua lo yachol ha-adam lahamshich lechios ben bechinazu. So why isn't it that the person is able to draw down this super, this transcendent energy and live off of that? Al kach mevira admar azakin. So on this, the Alter Rebbe explains, shebechinas makif zu eina inyan lechay gashmis haguf. This makif energy, this transcendent energy, is not shayach to the physical life of the person, of the body. Vahadam, the reason for this is, b'chdei lahachiyos agufi, yeshorech shahachayos tislabish v'pinim yusav v'tichya oisav. In order for the body to live, it requires the fuel, the chayos, which is enclosed in the more inner aspects of the person, and that's what's giving it its life. Masha Enkin, which is not the case from the Or Makif, this is not the case with the transcendent light. With that, you can't give life to the body. So this level of Makif, which the Arizal is talking about, this is not talking about our specific case here, the Perekze in this chapter, which is talking about the life of the person, the life of the body. This is only talking about energy that's coming into the nefesh alone. So he says, "Ma'iri ad nun shana o bisman hazel kedelakaman," and this is talking about until the 50th year, or in this time, like we're going to explain. Val eza adam edubar b'kisvei Arizal. So on what is the Arizal talking about here? Arehu avar al iser karis or misa. Someone who is over on the sin of karis or misa. Im kein ketzad hu mamshich la'achios ad she'toicha likanes bo b'chinas ha-makif. How could he continue living until the makif could enter him? Al kach mitaris ha-edmer ha-zakin shnei tirutzim. So on this, the Alter Rebbe is basically answering two answers. Number one, ma'iri ad hamishim shana sha'az chaya adam meharishima shel chayos ha-pnimiyas. So first, he's talking about until the 50th year, that then the life of the person is still coming from this a trace that is still in him, the pneumistic energy. And number two, medubar al zman hazeh. He's talking about on this nowadays. What does it mean, zman hazeh? La'achar ha-chorban. He's talking about after the Chorban of the Beis Hamikdash. Bo kayemis metzius ha-shechai v'misa okores mamshichim lichos gam la'achar chamishim o shishim shana. Kevan shebizman hazeh Yehudi yochol l'kabel chayis derech makom acher she'eino tzad ha-kedusha kfi she'isbar barichos l'kam en perikvab. So he's saying like this, that there are two different time periods that we're referring to. There's the time period of the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's a time period after the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So what he's saying is that in a time period after the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to explain extensively in Perek Vav that a Jew is able to continue getting its highest, but he's getting his highest not from the side of Kedusha, but from the other side. And that's what enables him to keep on living. And this is the end of the fifth chapter.